The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. For they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Jesus sat down his disciples and he said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him more about it. My question to you is, what's not to understand? Right? He's going to be handed over. He's going to be killed. How could they not understand? What is there not to understand? Truth of the matter is, they didn't want to understand. You know what they wanted? What they wanted was a Messiah king who would enter into his capital city, mount his glorious throne, and begin his reign of glory. It's very hard for us to understand with the perspective of 2,000 years of Christian teaching. Very hard for us to understand just how worldview shattering was the idea of a suffering Messiah. How utterly counterintuitive and shocking it was. If only he could just be a great rabbi, that they could understand. If only Jesus could just be a great moral philosopher, or a great political leader, that they could understand. But that he has to walk the Via Dolorosa, that he has to carry the cross, that he has to be a suffering Messiah, that they could not understand. Okay, if you want some insight into how bewildering this was for them, just ask yourself how well you understand it whenever a suffering, a big suffering, a cross, comes into your life. And isn't it absolutely repulsive, the thought that that could be part of God's plan? Don't we recoil against that? What good could possibly come from it? Okay. If we want to understand, it's very important to make a distinction. Jesus did not come for suffering. Jesus came for sacrifice. What's the difference between suffering and sacrifice? The difference is free will. The difference is love. Without love, sacrifice is impossible. It's nothing but suffering. It's bitter. It's repulsive. It's irritating at best. But love turns suffering into sacrifice. Love can make it easy. It can make it beautiful. It can even make it joyful. Let me give you a little word here that you might find helpful. Jesus says, "The Son of Man is to be handed over." Okay, that word, it's a really important word. In Greek, it's paradidomai, handed over. Okay, paradidomai. Because when you go through the Passion account of Jesus, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, you go through the Passion account, you find that word all over the place, repeated again and again. When he's betrayed by Judas, you know the word they use for betray? Paradidomai. Handed over to Pilate. What's the word for handed over to Pilate? Paradidomai. When he's arrested in the garden, what's the word for arrested? Paradidomai. Exact same word. It's the same word that shows up in the book of the prophet Isaiah when the idea of a suffering Messiah is first introduced. And in the book of the prophet Isaiah, the suffering Messiah says he will hand himself over for sinners. And the word is paradidomai. You know what that means? That means in all of Jesus' suffering, he was handing himself over. Jesus wasn't murdered. He didn't just suffer. He sacrificed. And understanding that key difference, that's what helps us to be his followers. Now, our Lord is very patient with his apostles, and he's very patient with us. It takes a long, long time for the human heart to convert and for us to understand how utterly different are God's ways from our own. It's part of the reason why I try to emphasize the importance of faith. When you deepen your faith, you deepen your strength to understand that throughout all of our hardships, sufferings, and crosses of life, what we find is not a threat, but actually an invitation, if you have the faith to understand it, an invitation to be with our Lord in helping him, suffering alongside him, and drawing down extraordinary blessings on others, not out of compulsion, not out of stoic obligation, but out of love, out of freedom. And that's why, brothers and sisters, we need to strive to deepen our faith and our understanding as well, for our good, for the good of those we love, and for the praise and glory of God the Father. Amen.